Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
But right now, we go to the news desk with Christy Lee. Christy.
The Sun has compiled, that's a newspaper in London.
Oh, not
six
the
foods.
Orb in the sky.
Yeah, that is.
Not the star.
Yeah, the Sun would be, yeah. They've compiled a list of six foods you should never eat before sex.
Oh, okay.
Number one doesn't really technically qualify as a food, if you ask me, but gum. Should not chew gum. The act of chewing without swallowing could lead to bloating.
Oh.
Bloating leads to?
Gas.
Thank you.
From chewing gum?
Yes. And peppermint, if you chew peppermint gum, leads to apparently a repressed testosterone level, which of course leads to a lower libido.
No kidding. I wonder what, that has to be so marginal.
Yeah, no kidding.
No joke.
Well, phenamint. You don't want to be chewing phenamint.
Oh, for gosh sake.
That's the laxative gum.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. Do they still make phenamint? Am I the only one that...
I've never heard.
I used to love those commercials. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you love gum. And then, oh, there's a gum commercial on. And, Daddy, what's a laxative?
That is a true talent that you have. You can take any story and steer it around to the behind.
Yeah, you can.
They started it.
True talent.
Okay, and the six foods you should not eat before sex. Number two, alcohol. We've all heard this. It's a depressant for both sexes and can cause poor performance in men.
So sure. For sex happening at all, then. Good job.
It can also cause gas problems.
Okay.
They seem to be obsessed with gas. I've never noticed a connection between gas and alcohol.
Broccoli. Boy, it gives me gas. Oh, can't eat broccoli. So don't do that. Red meat,
by the way,
to digest.
You never see that in a romantic scene in a movie. 007. Yeah, I'd like the broccoli with cheese.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a broccoli fondue, Miss Galore.
Cubby broccoli, yeah.
Why broccoli not? Cheese, right? That's a double
net. That would be hilarious. Bond just eats like a child. I'll have the chicken fingers with
macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni
and some applesauce.
Deep fried, not grilled. Please.
And I'd like a ramekin of ketchup, not a bowl.
No, I think he'd rock the honey mustard. I think 007 would... Sean Connery, like honey mustard.
Really?
I think so.
God, that would be so funny. Well, Bond goes through a drive-thru.
I'll have the mini corn dogs with a Frito pie.
The number two with it. Do you have a liquor license?
Well, if you're going to have cheesy broccoli, you're doing a double because dairy can negatively impact the libido as well.
This is
cheese
ridiculous.
Can make you produce more mucus and leave you bloated and gassy, too. Red meat, I think we were talking, you may
have
not heard that one.
While you're...
Yeah, lethargic, tired, yeah.
Sure.
And then finally, licorice. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found licorice can actually lower the sex drive in both men and women.
What?
So there you go. Gum, alcohol, red meat, broccoli, cheese, and licorice.
So don't buy Twizzlers at the movie theater when you're on a date.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Okay, so no black licorice before sex.
That's what they say.
How old are these people? And who conducted this study of Andy Griffith, Aunt Bea, and them other Golden Girls? Oh, God.
No kidding.
Are Werther's Originals on the list, Chris?
No, they weren't on the list.
I'll say it like this. People ain't eating black licorice before sex because they ain't eating black licorice at all.
Yeah.
Right.
It ain't the Deep Depression again. The only people who like black licorice are men over 84, unless it's Viagra-coated black licorice. Then they ain't having sex at all.
Right.
So that ain't even congruent in this whole thing. Uh-huh. And if a woman is with some dude who starts eating black licorice right before sex, I'll say it like this. I bet you $50 she's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Plus, if you notice now, old people are struggling eating almost especially licorice. My Aunt Putty, she loves black licorice. Only one in the family, but she can't really chew it because her bridge work is still jacked up. So she uses a dip cup, just like my cousin Lonnie. Swear to God.
Yeah.
And he spits more Levi Garrett than a grasshopper.
Yeah. They both,
even at Thanksgiving, both dipping around the dark meat. Okay, Christy, how is this survey even helpful anyways?
I don't know, because I think they're missing a couple of big ones.
Well, they may as well just said, don't eat sea monkeys, pea gravel, or dandelions for sex.
Is that on your list?
Black licorice. Well, how about some advice that could actually help people?
Okay.
Like, I got one. Don't eat Doritos or Cheetos before sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Unless you want to leave fingerprints behind Angel Skinner's ears again.
Yeah.
I swear to God, man. I swear to God. You lifetime, but one summer she had so much Dorito dust cake behind her ears, bees and mud daubers started hitting it like pollen.
Oh.
Swear to God. Okay, here's one. How come old-fashioned baked beans ain't on your list, Christy?
I agree with that one.
Because after a few backyard barbecues, I've had to send up the white flag during the hookup before.
Really?
Yep, and bean farts are the worst, right, Christy?
Yes, Donnie.
Swear to God. Well, because somehow they smell horrible. Yet they make you hungry at the same time.
Ooh.
Well, especially if you're downwind during dog fashion, it's like the ultimate aphrodisiac. Swear to God. I gotta go.
All right.
Very helpful, Donnie.
That's right. Beans would have been on my list. And
once
garlic.
Again,
check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.